Flourishing follows failure. There's a big difference between my world and yours, I've explained to my college basketball coaches. Your victories and defeats are there for us all to see. We scholars only announce our victories. For most of us, our careers resemble an iceberg with only our victories visible above our beneath-the-surface failures. Our resumes and websites are like many people's idyllic social media feeds, suggesting a steady trajectory of achievement. Researcher Melanie Steffen noted that when scholars hide their failures and trumpet only their successes, this can leave colleagues feeling alone and dejected when their work gets rejected. So why not make our setbacks more visible, she asked. Why not compile an alternative resume of failures? Steffen inspired some scholars to, indeed, offer both a customary resume of successes and a resume of failures, which listed failed graduate school and job applications, unsuccessful award and grant applications, and the multiple rejections that often preceded publications. Rejection is the apt title of an obscure little 1982 book that recounts stories of famed works that achieved acclaim after repeated rejections. For instance, Dr. Seuss was said to have been rejected by 24 publishers. One thinks also of J.K. Rowling's initial rejection by loads of publishers, or of New Yorker cartoonist Tom Turow finally making the magazine on his 610th try, or of Peter Radcliffe winning the 2019 Nobel Prize in Medicine for work that the premier science journal Nature had rejected. As for me, I could admit to setting a literary agent's house record by having a long-ago trade book proposal rejected by a whopping 36 publishers. The dismissal of our work sometimes includes searing reviews, which hurt all the more for how personal they can be. One reviewer of my psychology textbook said, "Based on my reading of this chapter, I would not adopt any book by Myers and would tell others not to adopt a book by Myers." Ouch! And one of the seven publishers that rejected Beatrix Potter's The Tale of Peter Rabbit scorned that the tale smelled like rotting carrots. From these various experiences of criticism and rejection, I draw three lessons. First, welcome criticism. It's true that to write, to teach, or to lead is to expose ourselves to criticism. After our irritation and depression has abated, however, we often experience gratitude to the critic who saved us from our worst moments. Second, if your aim is worthy, persist. Learn from criticism, but do not let it intimidate you. What one reviewer thinks is pointless, another may find pioneering. What one critic finds too cute, another may find refreshingly witty. Also, know that as feedback accumulates over time, criticism will lose its power to deflate us, even as praise loses power to inflate our ego. Third, to succeed, we must be willing to fail. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed, said Michael Jordan in a 1997 Nike ad. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. Life has us, you see, on a partial reinforcement schedule. As B.F. Skinner's Rats and Pigeons taught us long ago, you don't get pellets unless you persist in pressing the bar.